who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The other week, my husband Ivan and I went to visit our friend in the Faroe Islands, and our trip was full of adventure. The outward journey was dramatic: flight delays, missing parts, and false landings. And after 24 hours of travel, we were very happy to arrive in this beautiful and barren land. We had a lovely visit with our friend Paul. The people were hospitable and the food was adventurous. I even tried whale, which I must admit I rather enjoyed. My most memorable experience, however, was a walk to the top of one of the many snow-covered jagged peaks that make up the landscape of the Faroe Islands. We set out early in the morning, and when we reached the top, there was nothing for miles around. No animals, no trees, and no people. What impressed me most was the quiet and the stillness. We heard nothing but the sound of the breeze. And so, to capture the moment, we walked back down the mountain in silence. And on our way down, we came across a number of sheep making their way through the snow. Now, these were a different strain of sheep than those we see here in Britain. They were large with thick, curly wool that hung over their faces and their bodies. And as we walked through the snow admiring the sheep, we saw in the distance a border collie trying to round up a few of the more stubborn sheep. We couldn't see the shepherd, but figured he must be close by, and so we stopped to let them work. As we waited, I took a photo of one particularly charming sheep, and as I did, the shepherd suddenly appeared, and he was not happy. He began to shout and wave his hands wildly. Our friend refused to translate what was said, but we didn't need to speak Faroese to see that he was angry. Very angry. So we apologized best we could and quickly made our way down the hill. Later in the day, over dinner with Paul and his friends, we told the story of our encounter with this shepherd. And one of the men said, "Oh, yes, I know him. Everyone knows him. He is known on this island as the Bad Shepherd." At the time, I didn't think much about his description. But in the light of today's story of the Good Shepherd, this story of the Bad Shepherd is even more interesting. What happened to make this man so angry? I'm sure he didn't set out to be a bad shepherd. At one time, I imagined he wanted to be a good shepherd. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is a well-loved biblical image and a favorite subject to artists. Jesus is usually depicted in a calm and peaceful manner, holding a little lamb in his arms or carrying it across his shoulders. And the message is clear. Jesus is the loving shepherd who carries his people through the hardships of life. And yet, as lovely as these pictures are, they do not fully capture the depth of what Jesus is saying when he compares himself to a rugged, first century Palestinian shepherd in charge of a large flock of unruly and stubborn sheep. Have a look at the picture you've been handed today. This is an image of the earliest known piece of artwork of Jesus. It is on a wall in a baptistry in an early third century house church in Constantinople. And, as with later depictions, it shows Jesus, the Good Shepherd, carrying a sheep across his shoulders. And yet, Jesus does not look especially peaceful or gentle. He appears strong, even rough, and he carries a large, bulky, somewhat awkward sheep. His face is serious, clearly aware of the weight on his shoulders. Not unlike our Faroese bad shepherd. I think this picture conveys a significant theological message. Jesus not only carries his people when we are sweet little lambs, He carries us when we are difficult and when life is overwhelming. He carries us to take the weight of the world off our shoulders. And this idea is picked up and developed in our reading from the first letter of John. I love today's passage because it draws us to the heart of our faith. Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. The other day, the day that it was very warm, I was in the school with year three writing prayers. And we began, as we always do, by thinking about the things and the people for which we are thankful. Our family, our friends, the beauty of creation. And as we were discussing various things for which we are thankful, a young boy from the back jumped up and said, I am thankful for this beautiful, warm weather. And I responded, oh, that's lovely. Yes, we should be thankful for the lovely weather that God gives us. But as I was talking, the boy interrupted me and said, I'm not thankful because the weather is nice for me, but I'm thankful because the sun is much better for the homeless people, for all those people who have to sleep outside. It is nice for them not to be cold, to have the warmth of the sun on their faces. As children often do, this little boy grasps the simplicity of John's word, what it means for the love of God to abide in us, to love others in truth and action. As adults, we know that this sometimes is anything but simple. The complexities of the world make it difficult to love people in truth and action. Our lives are embedded within systems and cycles of injustice. How do we live as people who love one another in the midst of this reality? How do we love people like the Faroese shepherd? How do we love ourselves? There is, of course, no easy answer, but the simplicity of today's third century image may help us in our journey. The artist who carved this image on the wall of an ancient house church was most likely escaping persecution. We can imagine him huddled together with others in worship as they gazed upon the Good Shepherd, their image of hope. And as they did, they may have listened to today's reading from 1 John. Tradition tells us that St. John wrote this letter towards the end of his life when he was very old. And there is something about this theory that rings true. For in these words, we see the simplicity of faith enriched and renewed through the wisdom of ages past. Think back to the familiar words of Psalm 23, where in the light of today's readings, we discover anew this picture of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. God has freed us to live without fear. He gives us the loving assurance of his presence in our lives. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In God we have a place to call home, a place where God prepares a table before us. He anoints our head with oil, and our cup overflows. As we gather today in worship, we begin to see that life with God is more than we could have ever expected. For to know God is to know that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.